And if you get any of the young children who would like to go with Mrs. Rocco for a special children's message, may do so now. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By now, I'm sure that most of you have the Christmas decorations put away. The poinsettias have even left the church. Maybe there's a string or two of lights still outside on the gutters, and I don't blame you. It's been pretty cold out, and nobody likes to spend that time out in the cold taking those down. But as for the inside, I'm guessing that the candle holders, the ornaments, and other knickknacks are tucked away in their proper boxes, waiting for next Advent to come around. Yes, we've made it through another Christmas, and we are now into Epiphany, the season that points us to the miracle of Jesus Christ, the very Son of God coming to earth in human flesh. And as much as I love the Christmas season, I do like the peace that settles over the house once the holidays have passed. The music that sounded so wonderful 6 to 8 weeks ago did begin to get a little annoying, but certainly not as annoying as some of the television commercials we suffered through. Every year they come around. At least we didn't have as many ads for the Snuggy blanket as we have had in years past. No, this year we had pajama jeans and miracle bracelets. And just for the record, my wife did not receive a silver Lexus with a big red bow in our driveway. Not for a long time. But I really cannot complain about advertising. For close to 30 years, I have worked in the field of marketing and communications. And for the last 11 years, I've been working for a small marketing firm. Our clients are mostly business to business, so we don't do the type of television and radio commercials you may be familiar with. But it's still advertising, and we are still tasked with getting a specific message out to a specific group of people. It's called a target market. Now, over the years, the method in which we get those messages out to those specific people has changed. Sometimes we do ads running in magazines, and sometimes it's by direct mail, or junk mail, as you may know it. We've done trade show booths, we've done videos, corporate signage, and sales training. And today, much of this communication is done online through banner ads, social media campaigns, or microsites. Technology has truly allowed anyone with a service, a product, or just something to say, a wide variety of vehicles to get that message out. And of course, with so much advertising attacking our senses, it's harder and harder to cut through the clutter. One advertising tactic, though, has not changed. And in fact, in today's cluttered media scene, this tactic has taken on more and more importance, and it is word of mouth. Think about it. Just having someone you trust, someone you know and respect, tell you personally that this or that product is the best one you can buy will make all the difference in the world. We will ignore all the television ads and newspaper inserts if one of our friends, or better yet, a group of our friends, recommend the best product to select. In our gospel reading for today from John, we have a great example of word-of-mouth advertising. But this is no fast food sandwich John is promoting. It's no pajama jean, and it's no new gaming platform. John's word-of-mouth announcement is truly an announcement for the best thing ever. "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," the Baptist cries. "This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me." In the beginning, it was John's role to pave the way for the coming of Jesus. He made straight the crooked path, and he baptized the crowds with his baptism of repentance. He was getting the people of Israel washed up, if you will, for the coming of the Son of God. But now that Jesus had been baptized and was about to start his ministry, John's job was to bear witness, to advertise. The Gospel of John tells us in the first chapter that the Baptist came to bear witness about the light, the true light that enlightens everyone, and that true light is Jesus. Here was the ultimate truth in advertising. Earlier, at John's baptism in the Jordan, or at Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, excuse me, John, along with the crowds who came to be baptized by him, saw the Holy Spirit descend on Jesus, and they heard the voice of the Father from heaven. Here was validation that this truly was the Christ. This is the guy, John points out. This is the long-awaited Messiah. This is our Savior. Behold, the Lamb of God. Now, when the children of Israel heard the term Lamb of God, they knew exactly what was being talked about. This was no cuddly or cute pet name. No, their long and treasured verbal history and the scrolls that were read to them in the synagogue and temple had taught them that this was the Lamb spoken of by the prophet Isaiah. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth like a lamb led to slaughter. The children of Israel's minds immediately recalled the story of Abraham and Isaac, when Abraham reassured his son that God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering. But above all, they knew and recalled the sacrificial lamb of the Passover, the unblemished lamb whose blood saved them from the angel of death. John's shout out to the crowds that Jesus was the Lamb of God is a shout out that the Old Testament prophecies have been fulfilled. The Messiah has come. The Son of God has come to earth in human form to stand in solidarity with us, and more importantly, to stand in our stead as sinners. He has come to bear the weight and burden of not just our sins, but the sin of the entire world, and to carry it to the cross, to pay the full price and allow us to stand before the Father unstained by sin. What John was advertising is a product we all desperately need, the Lamb of God. This truly is the one thing everybody and every nation needs, because in the Lamb is all hope, strength, comfort, and understanding. Only in the Lamb is true wisdom, peace, and salvation. There's no other product line or service that can achieve what the Lamb has given us, because only Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, is the way, the truth, and the light. Only Jesus breaks open the gates of heaven and allows us in. And we certainly have done nothing to deserve it. No matter what the television commercials may say, we do not deserve a break today. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, every one of us. You, me, and even the nice young couple down the street. We have sinned in the past, we will sin today, and try as hard as we might, we will still sin tomorrow. Big sins, little sins, public sins, and even private little personal sins, they all have condemned us to eternal death. But listen again to what John the Baptist is advertising. Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Those are wonderful words. No wonder we sing them every Sunday in our liturgy. It is known as the Agnus Dei, which is Latin for Lamb of God, and it has been sung in churches throughout the ages. We sing it as we walk up to the communion rail to receive the body and blood of this very Lamb, the one who paid the price for us on the cross. The Son of God who loves us sinners so much. This God who sent his only Son to die for us. It is the greatest message to proclaim to the world. Now, being the good advertiser that he was, John the Baptist understood the importance of repeating a message. Just like the Chevy commercials during the Blackhawks games, it is important to drive the message home over and over to the same audience so that it becomes memorized, ingrained in our hearts and minds. Behold the Lamb of God, John repeats the very next day as Jesus walks by again. Now this time we hear of two of John's disciples catching those words. Maybe they missed it the first day, or maybe it just took some repetition before it sank in, and I know how that goes. I have repeatedly heard the story of Jesus since I was a boy here at Trinity in Sunday school, and I heard it again in confirmation. I have heard it preached from the pulpit almost every Sunday of my adult life, but all too often my sinful nature clouds the message and clouds its powerful truth. And I allow my own agendas and fears to push it into the background. Thanks be to God for the ongoing shouts of John the Baptist and those who came after him. Wake up. This is he. This is the truth. This is what you need. Behold, the Lamb of God. Those two disciples who heard John's cry immediately followed Jesus. And then after staying with Jesus, one of them went out and told his brother, "We have found the Messiah." Here we see effective word-of-mouth advertising again. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, the word goes out from John and calls people to Christ, and then from those people to others, bringing more into fellowship with the Savior. And this is our job as Christians, too. Just like the Baptist, the disciples, and all the saints and martyrs before us, we continue to pass the word from mouth to mouth. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. From pastors, parents, and teachers, to retired mechanics, shop workers, and invalids, the word goes out, always pointing to Jesus. Like Andrew, when he found his brother Simon, we too say, we have found the Messiah. He is here. He has come to us, and he has saved us. Yes, we will continue to be bombarded with advertisements for each and every little thing. Some we may pay attention to. Others will not even be noticed. We won't pay too much attention to them because the products they are promoting have no real purpose in our lives. But when we hear the word of God, when we hear the truth of life and salvation through the all-availing sacrifice of Christ Jesus, then we should perk up our ears. Then we should pay attention and follow that voice. We should write that information down and pass the word on to our neighbors, whoever they may be. Come, follow me. We have found the Messiah. He is Jesus. He is here. He's here at church. He is here in the word, in the sacraments, and in our hearts. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. What a marvelous truth, and what a message that needs to be advertised. So we can watch the Bears game and we can watch all the commercials. But look at what they are selling. Not one of those products can give you what is yours in Christ Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We ask you to please fill out the pew folders as we ask the ushers to come forward for the offering.